Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Rise Guys Morning Show.
Rise Guys.
When news matters, it matters where you get your news. It's Rise Guys Headlines.
Good morning, everybody.
Seems like you just did headlines not more than an hour ago.
I know, I just had deja vu.
All over again.
What does that mean in American?
Strip club.
In America?
Yeah. The fat boy's right. He already stole the answer.
Deja vu is like something that you've already experienced.
But the true answer is a strip club.
Yeah,
oh,
really is.
Good to know.
Simon, what do you think Pink Pony Club is?
I still don't know what Doja Cat is. I don't know if that's a crypto or a pop singer.
She knows karate.
Does she know? Yeah. All right, so let's talk about the weirdest productivity hack that you have that actually worked for you.
I don't even know what that really
is. Folding the toilet paper in half a second time and using it again.
That's good.
Yeah. Well, here's one.
I do that for the environment only. Polar bears.
Yeah.
This is something that people do all the time, and it probably will irritate you, fat boy, but you might relate. Pretending to be incompetent so someone will step in and do it for you.
When people are obviously doing it, I don't like it. If you legit don't know how to do something.
Like, I'm waving to him right now.
Like, that don't bother me, but when people are like, oh, I don't know, or they try to go hide when somebody's looking for something. Like, come on. There used to be a thing called creating value for yourself. But now, if you try to do it, you're looked upon as
an ass kisser.
Or don't worry about it. He'll get to it. At least we have one person that knows how to do it. So they're like, you know, you become the fail safe.
And before you ask Neanderthal, we're not talking about Paige's email to you. God, I hate saying that right now. No. Only because I got to stay in here with you another 30 minutes.
And it didn't come up all day until, you know.
50 minutes, 40. 50.
What are you talking about?
Oh, just off the air fun.
Oh, yeah, a little fodder, a little behind the scenes fodder.
Yeah.
Andrew Paul listens. He knows what goes on.
He does.
He's sweet. And it's coming before 11, okay, I promise.
It was Bell Bondsman calls him, I heard.
I heard that.
What?
That it's Bell Bondsman calls him Neanderthal. Paul.
Oh. Okay, so.
You don't listen, do you?
Well, she doesn't, but she asks too many questions as well.
She does. She's talking about herself when it
you
comes
like the
on.
Person when you go to a museum, you're like, all right, come on, let's go to the next exhibit. You don't really care about what year this was really made.
Do you know what she would really say if she walked into a museum right now? I should be in here right now on display at first, as soon as you walk in. I should be the first one in
here. I would
be
at the Louvre going, wow, this is smaller than I ever thought it would be.
You got to shame the Louvre.
No, I'm talking about the Mona Lisa. You would think it would be huge. But it's a tiny painting.
Oh, yeah?
It's not as big as she
I don't know that that's the original, though.
She'd walk by a junkyard and go, I'm so wrecked. I need to be in here with all these cars right now.
She wrote, oh, I thought you were going to say she was asking where Lamont was.
I'm not wrecked in that sort of way.
Where's your dog at? I used to watch him when I was a kid wrestling.
Where's Big Demi?
Is his name really Bad Leroy Brown?
Is he the baddest man in the whole damn town?
He was meaner than Sylvester Ritter.
You know
and now
is,
she's
Paige?
Holding out.
No, I'm trying to. Are you
I'm just
done?
Letting you finish. I knew it. I'm just going to let you finish.
All right, so burn the candle with a certain scent every time you do a certain task is something that people do.
I am not Hindu.
I don't know about that one.
I switch rooms depending on the task, writing, kitchen, emails, bedroom.
I can't take a dump in the living rooms.
No, that's a good point.
Not anymore. Almighty.
Well, yeah. You lose your security.
You don't cook in the bathroom either.
You lose your security deposit.
I tell my wife, this is a sectional because I can do what I want on my end.
You think Tony Gwynn ever got up to bat and just forgot how to hit the ball?
Oh, hell no.
Oh, okay.
Now,
he called pitches.
I forgot how to talk. I've been doing it for 25 damn years.
I'm really weird about this, but listening to the right thing, like white noise when you're trying to sleep.
Well, I got to have noise. Got to have noise. Rain sounds by Sleep Jar. Prefer.
Is that what you do?
Oh, yeah. 10 hours worth on loop.
Oddly enough, your wife says she has to have a guy gasping for air for her to sleep at night.
Well, she gets plenty of it because I for sure have the apnea.
Like, I want you.
Bless her heart.
Like, I know you don't think of me as like a friend, but I do you. And I want you to have another sleep study.
Well, I didn't get the results of the first one. I mean, tell you how it's going to be. How like, I definitely bad got is, it.
Are you gasping really loud? Because that's annoying.
Didn't you say you would like feel like my you would quit breathing that. For a while and then...
Yeah, just stop breathing.
Yeah, it's just disturbing. Like, you think you're going to die.
It makes you want to sleep in short increments. But I have noticed if I don't eat past 8 o'clock and I drink water all day, it's not as bad.
Telling you, even on the weekends, don't eat past 8 o'clock.
Don't do it.
It's really like it's science-based and it's real. What? Unless you work third shift, then it's like...
Like your body has to recover.
Yep.
My brother's snoring was so bad, he was banned to like sleep in the basement. Because he's like...
Wow. Oh, Jesus.
You know, he'll wake up a whole house. Mm. I love him with all my heart, but still, I cannot spend the night with that guy.
Well, that's fun. You're missing out.
Yeah, no. You're missing sleepovers with your siblings.
We cut each other's hair and eat chili.
It's so much fun.
We do haircuts and make chili. Talk crap about family members.
Yeah.
We prank call Drink Water, Ron Reich, and everybody. Sue the Butcher.
Hey, Ron Reich is his friend, not mine.
All your former enemies.
You keep forgetting. He hated me.
We get Drink Water a lot. Who's this? You calling me again, You prank calling me at?
No, he's like Drink Water. He was handsome.
I tried to hook up with your sister. She wouldn't do nothing.
That's a lie.
Did he say, I know what you need today, Paige. 8 ounces of water.
Let's go play soccer.
I mean inches. I mean ounces.
8 ounces of water. Dang it.
It's going to rain today, mate.
See how desperate I was to get attention from Tim Drinkwater that I played soccer.
You need 8 inches of water. I like that one.
And it turns 8 ounces. Out, I didn't even need to play soccer. That's the thing. I was so misguided. I would love to see it, though.
Could you, and this is not a sexual question in any way, you know, you're allowed to headbutt and you know, use your head. Uh-huh. Did you ever knock any with your boobies?
Because you can use your chest.
You know, I was so bad. I think I only went to a couple of practices, and they said, you're not.
We'll put you at halfback.
You're not going to be on this team anymore.
Halfback, full front.
Like, you ain't a forward. We'll take you off offense.
Yeah, well, I don't know the other. Like, what was Pele? Like, what was his...
Pele was definitely a forward. Forward, was okay. He was one of the best ever.
So it's like being a quarterback, so forward.
All the offensive guys, Neymar, Ronaldo, right. Messi.
Yeah.
Mbappe. Pogba.
You know, that's another thing. Like, soccer players are going that route where they're like, to hell, you know, NFL, NBA, of all races now, like a lot of them are hyphenating the names, giving respect to mom's maiden name and all that stuff, which I think is very smart, actually. I mean, it's kind of a weird thing. We grab this middle name and run with it, but forsake the other. But the I've noticed a lot of the international soccer players are just going by one word. Like, I am Raphael. Yep. I am Jose. I am Elvis. Jose.
Here's another
Ronaldinho.
Productivity hack, the 5-minute rule. If a task should seconds. Take less than 5 minutes, do it now.
Oh my God. I shouldn't even say this. I was at a local gas station and the guy just dropped the donut on the floor.
Like, are you talking figuratively or like literally?
He just dropped it. And I'm like, if I pick this up, is it free? Because it's on the floor. And the kid, he didn't know what to do. He's like, I don't know if I can give it to you for free. It just hit the floor. And they
don't care.
They always buff it. I could at least cut half the donut off, like across the middle.
You know, if you were homeless or hungry or something, I'd get it. But you rolling in money right now.
The kid was like, I don't know what to do.
All the things that you step in, fat boy, your body's going to ingest that.
Well, where it landed, like, gets buffed quite frequently.
With what, though?
The buffer?
Yeah.
Like, I'll tell you this. I hate to say it, but I was at the grocery store late the other night. And when I say late, it was past 9 p.m.
And they're still open?
They were cleaning, they were cleaning the meat department out, and literally, I don't remember it being this way. Not that kind of meat.
Clean it.
I know where you departmentalize your meat.
Did you beat the prices?
No. So they're mopping back there, and you smell bleach. I mean, you literally smell, and I'm like, y'all don't realize what you're doing right now. Like, A, I wasn't buying no meat, but if I was, I wouldn't be now. Because it reeked. It smelled like a swimming pool back there. I'm like, I know that you got to, there's got to be bleach without the bleachy smell or something. Yeah,
there's got to be some other kind of chemical. Something. It
just,
that.
I wanted to like go to the manager and say, I ain't talking mess. Like bar I just want to help floors. You out.
Well, you got to get that blood out of the way, right? Like wash it all down the
But drain. Hospitals don't smell like chlorine and
but there is a hospital smell. I don't know what it is.
Yeah. I smelled it the other day.
Do you ever go to the store and take your picture under the sign that says best meat in town?
No.
Never.
No. Paige does go to the water aisle of Ingles and stands under the jug water sign.
That's her old boyfriend, jug water.
Jug water.
That's a Judabin if you got married to
him. Oh, my God. Tim drink water, marriages, jugs water.
Well, I like that name a lot. You jugs water.
See, I messed it with him, though. Because when he came back and told me that he loved me and everything, I already moved on to another boyfriend.
I love you. And you
say
you
that
me.
With laughter, but you're it's behind tears.
It is. Because generally when...
What did you pass on him? What did you move on to? Was it the TV career?
No.
What did you...
This was in high school.
Okay, so it was another guy.
Another guy.
Who was it? Eckersley?
Oh, you know, it's like... Who?
I never dated him. He was married.
Hey, drink water. She's mine now, bro.
That was John Love. I was with John.
Drink water. This is John. Like, piss off, bruh. A, we don't like foreigners in San Francisco anyway. And secondly, Paige is mine now, so bye.
I'll be down in Chinatown if you guys need me.
I'll be hanging out at the Tongs.
You know, they like, sit there and like, yeah, Chinatown, that's fine. But you call it Little Mexico and people lose their minds, don't they?
Right.
That's wild.
I can't believe how many Asians there were in Boston. And it was I was taken aback in a positive
Dude,
way.
Go to Gatlinburg. I'm not saying that in any bad way other than I was like and I'm
I was
talking
pleasantly
about
surprised
where it was like you could tell like not they didn't drive up from a like they flew in from across the freaking drip to come. I'm like, look at Gatlinburg now, Dolly, look what you're doing.
Diverse. I thought that's all I was gonna see was Irish people. I didn't want to see just
really?
Irish people everywhere.
That's kinda cool.
I just want to see a mix it up. You know, I like a bunch of different flavors of my soup. Know what I'm saying?
Since when?
Two minutes ago.
I don't know.
No, Fat Boy is loving toward everyone.
I don't even know what to think.
His ringtone is a small world after all. It really is.
Oh, my God.
Oh, that's so
You know the best thing about that ride? Saying, is that a silver money piece? Is that a silver money piece? Because coins from all over the world are in that freaking ride.
Yeah. But it's Disney, so you know they've got some detector that sucks the silver right out.
You got some kind of, you know, Disney, whatever they call them.
Some Imagineer is like under snorkeling, getting all the silver.
They're so nice. I'm sorry, you cannot take money. That's ours.
Oh, gosh. You know, it hit the floor, so if it's there for 5 seconds, it's ours now. So, plus you're stealing someone's wish. It's like from the Goonies. It's someone's dreams.
Goonies, that's what you feel like on the damn ride, you and Goonies.
Yeah, them big dumb teenagers. They get there at the bottom of a wishing well and think they've found millions of dollars. It's still pennies and quarters.
You got it. How are you gonna haul it out?
Like you gonna haul out that out in a Coinstar?
You're hanging out with a mongoloid dude who wiggles his ears.
You know what? I'd call it special needs.
All right. Well, I'm Paige.
I know he's got his own beef.
I think the Fratellis were Italian, so
they were. Good subs.
Oh, that was what's that?
I got him mixed up with the beef. I meant to say mongoloid beef. I apologize.
He died. No, that was Mongo McMichael.
Mongolian beef is what I thought of.
I thought you were going to say something else. It was not short for that. It was Mongo like crazy.
I get my words mixed up.
Yeah.
You thinking of Mongo from Blazing Saddles? Mongo.
Paige, do your favorite line. All right, we're going to take a break, and we will be back right after these audio elements.
Tap, type, and text your message to TRG at 800-774-0093 on the TLC Motors text line.
A wonderful way of communicating.
This is the Rise Guys Morning Show.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Ew.
I know. Speaking of ooh, Big Brown.
Big, you got to talk to Big.
I know why Big Brown's calling.
He's not a ooh.
Big Brown, let me say this first of all. I appreciate you. And to the matter of fact, when I got the mystery dinner from Outback, I still, as of like a week ago, I told him, I said, you sent that. You just don't want to get credit for it.
Oh, that's right. He hasn't called in since then.
He just hung up too.
Big.
Why'd you hang up, Big? I'm going to say your real name if you don't call back.
You got a famous name.
I pulled one over on him yesterday, but just in, it's in fun ways.
He really does have a famous name.
What, Big Brown? Yeah. Oh, yeah, his real name. Yeah. His real name's Tupac Shakur, but he goes by Big Brown. Hey, Big, I was just telling everybody that I was just, you know, no one pranks a stranger. We only prank our friends.
Yep.
I don't know if he can hear us.
Big, did you mute us with your jowls?
Big, do you hear us? Cough two times.
I hear you. Can you hear me?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought you were
didn't
in
say nothing.
Sorry, guys. I guess it hooked to my earbuds.
Oh,
hey, bud.
Dad blame. I was just saying how kind of a person you were and how I love you.
Well, you might want to stop, you know. You don't want, because, you know, Fat Boy just played a thing about P1s. You know, they listen to an hour each day.
Yeah.
So I'm going to change your name to P10 Matthew because it's time to get to the point when we call in. Oh.
I know.
It just turned sour.
I know.
Oh, hold on. Sorry.
Hold on. There's going to be an email from Mark. Fatboy. Fatboy, send me a copy of that call. That's Exhibit A in the meeting today.
This is why
even the listeners are noticing.
This is why you guys don't go to boot camp. This is exactly why.
Yeah. It'll turn into a Matt talk instead of a Ted talk.
Old Matthew pulled a fast one on me or played a joke. I don't know how he likes to use his vernacular.
I thought it was fun.
Oh, what happened?
It was fun. Okay. Matt canceled on me going to the Ryan Bingham show, but it was just to hang out with Fat Boy that day. But
no. So, listen.
Big Brown
had tickets to go see Ryan Bingham, and I had already committed to a personal appearance with Radio's Fat Boy at the Spartan Burgers game. So I had to renege on Big and say,
no,
I cannot. I had to renege on Big and say, I cannot go unless you want me to forsake the city of Spartanburg, South Carolina.
You should have, because then you wouldn't have to pay for the parking.
No, man.
That's true. Why didn't Big come down to the games, what I'm wondering?
Well, he's going to see Ryan Bingham, and those were not cheap tickets, which I offered to give him my part of, but
it should have been the Cowboys and Indians tour because it was in Cherokee. So.
Oh, well, I don't know that they would have been allowed to perform there with that name. That would
have been good. How was he, though?
Was it great?
Yeah, he was good. No, Matt played a joke on me. He texted me last night, and he said, hey, man, I got something to tell you. And
I did it very dramatic.
Did you know
he did, and since it was June, I thought he was coming out of the closet.
I'm actually announcing that I'm really from Mexico. Ha ha.
Yeah,
I knew it. Mateo.
And then he said, this is why we haven't hung out in a while. And he sent me a picture of him holding his, what I thought was his new son. He said, it made it sound like he had another kid.
What?
Before I put it on social media.
Yeah. And I said, what? Like, who's this? Like, you know. I didn't know you'd seen anybody.
The better game is to read some of Big's guesses on who you know.
God. Well, you thought Aaron Rodgers, like, nobody knows his wife. Like, that would have been a definitely big secret. He just told you that would have been.
Yeah. That would have been a kid that was...
a miracle baby.
Well, yeah. I mean, it would have been in there for, like, 2.5 years.
Yeah. We had to cook a little longer.
Long time thing. I had him going for...
He's a post-preeming.
15, 20 minutes. You know what was fun? That was a fun exercise to see, like, how you would really respond if that were real life. Because you were saying, like, you're like, look, celebrate this. Realize now that your grandson has a best friend for life, your son. And I'm like, that sounds weird. I told him, well, I'll read you the exact thing. I said something like, you just wrote a country song, Big. And he died looking at that. You can tell that we didn't know this was going to happen because I'm not prepared.
My two grand boys,
but one is his
boy. When your uncle's older than your nephew. But then he said, no, that's my new grandson. And I said, yeah, they're going to be thick as thieves.
That's what he said. He said,
oh, I like that.
Well, they will be close in age, so they will be thick as thieves. And I was like, my God, get Jelly Roll and Cobalt yeah. to do it.
Or Wheeler yeah. Walker, somebody.
That's yeah. a good, yeah. that's can't a play good that one for the kids. Big brother age, couple of years.
Well, it's really my grandson, though. It,
yeah.
I tell you
yeah.
what's crazy, though, is when you look at the grandkids, and people was even saying it, were saying it on social media, like, he looks just like you. And that's wild. I mean, to think, like...
I mean, come on.
I mean, I get the way DNA works, but it's like... And I know what you're saying, too. He don't even really look human right now.
Yeah, like, you feel like somebody's kind of fishing for, like, you know, I gotta say something
like,
here.
Have you ever seen a newborn rabbit? Like, have you ever, like, accidentally... Yeah. Okay. Uh-huh. They look... alien-like. They have yeah. no hair. They're kind of pink. Their eyes are way bigger than they should be. They're just...
And they're dumb, too.
I accidentally... Dumb. Went, the lawnmower ran over a tree stump one time that a mama had... You know, they bury the rabbits.
God.
And,
yep.
and
yeah, I know.
I literally, like, had to, like, dig them out and go and take them to freaking... I took them to the Humane Society. They sent me somewhere else. They're like, we don't adopt no rabbits.
Yeah. I did perk up when you said no hair and pink, so you got my attention.
Well, listen, enough about have, how you like men.
Not to pull a mat and turn the attention back on me.
I'm 2 minutes from canceling the show.
I have a dumb rabbit that builds their nest in my dog lot.
Dumb rabbit.
And in your dog yeah. what?
In the dog lot, like where I let the dogs go out and use the bathroom.
Oh, oh. yeah, so they oh. can run yeah. safely.
So you have just the one rabbit, right? You don't have two?
No, it's an outside rabbit. It's a wild rabbit.
Watch a rabbit.
Roger.
Oh, wow, that's great.
Is that his name? So. You lie.
Dude, my buddy BJ had a rabbit, and that joker screwed all the time.
Oh, yeah.
And it was
that's
loud.
That's a sex toy, ain't it?
It was loud and fast. Rabbits really go at it quick.
They do.
So yeah. what do you
get a cramp in your fingers too trying to hold a circle?
What did you do with the baby? What do you call baby rabbits anyway? What are they?
Rabbis?
Baby rabbits.
They're not. When are they called bunnies?
Well, on Easter.
Bunny rabbits.
Oh, okay.
Oh, that's the female rabbit, right? The bitch rabbit.
The dogs got a hold of one of them.
Oh.
Like what happened to
them? And then my weed eater got a hold of the other one. I felt like crap that day.
You did.
Wait a
minute. Funny.
Just whack his hair off.
It scalped it. It scalped it.
Like
yeah.
its ears off the top of his head?
Oh. Like the top of its head. Like it was like screaming at me.
Oh,
and like God. They scream like, wah! I was like,
he's probably like, I'm not yeah. Cherokee, stop.
He looked like Hulk Hogan.
Damn.
Did yeah. he die?
I mean.
I put it out of its misery.
Oh,
after
my
the
God.
Mother attacked me. After the mother the came out and attacked me.
I would, too, if I was your bunny.
Oh, my God.
Big.
What's up, baby?
Yeah, I know. I'm going to get canceled now for killing a rabbit.
That's so
oh, that
sad.
Happened years ago. So, yeah. So essentially, you turned a rabbit into a squirrel because, like, without their ears, they're squirrels.
You made a rabid rabbit.
It had its ears. It just didn't have the skin on its head.
I got you. Oh, I got a couple God. Goats like that. A couple of rescue goats. They were dehorned, which is
yeah.
the like one of the short of cutting their head off is like one of the worst things you can do to an animal. Same thing with, and I know people laugh at it, but the fingernails with the cats. Same thing, declawing them. It's
well, they can't defend themselves.
Well, most cats are not kept outside, but yes, it's that. And it's also, you know, with the horns of an animal, like they're literally cutting, they're scalping them. But that said...
Let's take a turn.
I did not know...
Well, with Matt, you know it's going to take a turn.
So is our friendship.
Animal abuse brought to you by...
Looks like we just,
don't do that,
looks
Amy.
Like we just...
I don't know how you do it, man. I don't know how you play it and be on the phone at the same time.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
The Rise Guys Morning Show continues.
The Rise Guys.
Break it down. Live from callrob.com studio here in Greenville, South Carolina. Rob, renew that sponsorship before it becomes the Fanatic Studio. It's time to say, hey, famous people celebrating a birthday on today, June the 12th. Happy birthday.
Oh, suck it.
Oh, that was your hung voice.
Really was. We've got music, but it's not up here for a little bit. So until then, Kendra Wilkinson, one of the girls next door.
Yeah.
Lived with Hef.
Oh, okay.
She was married to Hank Basket.
Yep. I saw a recent video of her, and she got a little thicker. It's pretty good.
Oh, yeah.
I'll have to.
She got some cushion for the pushing. As now,
was she?
Who's pushing, though?
Kendra was the younger one, right?
She was the one that kind of looked like she was kind of a tomboy.
Yeah.
I think she was. And we talked to all three, her, she and Holly and the
okay,
other one.
Okay, I know who she is.
What a claim to fame that is.
She's kind of like the athletic one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Jump on those.
She
would
have been Sporty Spice if she had been from Europe. She's going, let's say, man, let's just do some, 46?
Oh, I don't know. 44.
It's a big one for old Kendra.
40
years old. She was 18 when she moved in with Hef.
Like,
no way.
I'm pretty sure she was 18, right?
Like, what were her parents thinking? She was an adult?
You know, her dad's like, that's you, Hefner. You better go over there and do what you want.
People can say it all day. I was 18 at one time. And, Lord God, I was not an adult. Like, I became an adult at 26. When I found out when I became a father is when I became a daddy. Or became a adult.
It's when your brain fully forms, right? 26, somewhere in there.
Something like that, yeah.
Let's go with one of the Francos. Not James, but his brother.
Big Dave.
Dave Franco.
He's a director now. I watched something over Christmas that he directed. I was like, damn, that was sick.
He was good?
Yeah.
I remember watching him in Neighbors 2 where they're doing the De Niro party. He's doing the impersonation.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, you can do a squint the eyes and do that.
He had thing. The taxi driver like wig on.
Let's see, Paige. How old is Julio Franco? What would you say? Or no, Dave.
Julio. Dave Nobody Franco. Knows how Julio.
Like, no one. Even Major League Baseball doesn't know.
I don't know. 48.
Well, Julio still looks great.
I'm going to go 42.
Born on the same day.
40.
In the same year as Kendra. Yep. 40
Lordy
years
Lordy.
Old.
Lordy. But we can't say God anymore. So what do we say?
Wow, what do we say?
Good God Almighty, you're 40.
Oh, I like that one. Lordy, he 40. Lordy, Lordy, he 40.
Anything but, let's come up with something better than nifty. Nobody says that ever. And no. I've got to come up with a phrase for later on in the year.
Here's a interesting
His
fact.
His eyes look shifty because you know he's 50.
What some people don't know about this song by Kenny Wayne Shepherd, Blue on Black, he is not singing.
No.
Nope.
He's a legendary guitar player.
Yeah, because people say, hey, man, that Kenny Wayne Shepherd didn't sing.
Yeah.
Not on this song, he can't.
You know, at first I thought you were going to say it was about someone of color getting a bruise.
Nope.
But it's not at all. It's basically saying the blues have gotten me so far down that I'm in mourning and I should wear all black.
I feel like he is the Obi-Wan Kenobi to Johnny Lang's Luke Skywalker. Mr. Kenny
Wayne
Shepherd.
Is that his father?
No, but just like, you know, the master.
Yeah. I don't know that lineage. I did know that wasn't him singing. But who is the guy singing? Do we know that?
It's Noah Hunt, I believe.
Oh, really? Is he related to Mike?
Noah Mike?
Yeah. No, I meant Noah Hunt. Oh, God, yes.
Jesus Christ almighty.
What the hell? Loose lips.
I mean, wow.
You just gave our boy a heart attack.
I'm going to say he's 40. Good.
Thank you. 40, fast moving.
49.
Good job, fat boy.
I think he's going to come in tomorrow with whiplash.
He's going to cut it early, cut it short, and it's vacay. Just the look on your face, or you're just like, you know, that's one of the worst ones ever. And there it is.
See me. Oh,
I thought you were going to mess up during the clip of you can't bring the clock back.
I didn't say. You go back and listen. I didn't say nothing.
You don't want to try.
I don't even say, like, you know why we started saying the word CDs? Because no one could say compact discs without saying like they were talking about tiny wieners.
I had the 12 disc changer.
I know. I thought you had some kind of apparatus from Adam and Eve. But
I don't know.
Holding pattern.
Changer. holding pattern.
Let's go to, I can't play his song. I wish I could. Mother blank. It is Jay from Jay and Silent Bob, Jason Mewes' birthday.
I will say Jason Mewes is... I'm gonna say he's like, no, I'm gonna say he's like 52.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I think he's up there a little older than
53.
Jason Mewes is 51 years old today.
He's Jeremy Clements today. I still have not heard from.
Jug, are you okay?
Kaora, is that right?
I don't want the cartel to get you.
Dos Aki, where are you?
I don't remember.
Como City, say where the hell you at?
Where you at?
Hour.
Yeah, he can still understand us.
It's one of my favorite entrances of all times.
Yes. Big sexual chocolate.
Somebody going to get their ass kicked. Somebody going to get their wig split.
I love that. You know, it's something I've never used in a threat to anyone, but I love talking about splitting someone's wig.
I love how the camera would just pan up his shoulders before he walked out. Just make him appear like the bee, which he already was.
And did you get to meet him at time, Fat Boy?
No, God, man. Nicest guy in the business, they say.
A literal smile that will warm your heart. Just smile. God, I mean, just not in a sex way. Like, just like, obviously not.
Nope.
But like, the guy is like such a warm-hearted, like.
But not in a sex way.
We're talking about the world's strongest man,
Paige. World's strongest man, the Olympic gold medalist, ooh. Mark Henry.
He crushed apples with his hands.
He pretty impregnated an 80-year-old woman and gave birth to a hand.
That yeah. can't happen.
Attitude era.
What's he? He's still AEW now?
No, he's...
Is he back with...
He just does podcasts with Bully Ray for Sirius.
Mark Henry was solid, man.
Yeah, he was great. 54 for that car no one can find.
53.
Ah, dang it. Jesus Christ. If you ain't filthy, you referencing some old school TV. He is 54 years old, Mark Henry.
All right.
You got one.
Well, now, right. We're going to do this chick's birthday every year just so we can make the joke. Let's see if you pick up who it is.
I hate the world today. I'm a bitch. Meredith Brooks.
It is Meredith Brooks' birthday.
I love her. She's like one of my favorites.
Any relation to Robert Brooks of the... Greenwood.
Can we turn this up a little bit? I like this song.
Not related to Dick Brooks either.
Honda.
Now I get to say it this year. How old's this bitch?
Let's see.
This might surprise you, actually.
Okay, that's a help. I'm going to say 61.
62.
I have not seen a picture. I got to Google a picture. Meredith Brooks. 67.
Oh, she's pretty.
Years old. Yeah, see what she looks like now. Here we go. 12 in a row. Coming right up now.
I'm a bitch. I'm a mother. I'm a saint.
Do you want to see my taint?
Okay, a little while. Ask me a question. Like, does she look that old?
Does she look that old?
Yes. If I looked at her, I would say probably mid-50s.
But oh, now, okay. Is she gray-headed now? Or
no.
Okay.
No. But you know, like, some people go gray-headed on purpose, and I love saying gray-headed. I don't know why in the South. I don't know if you Yankees or Westerners do it, but I'm a bitch. When you talk about a woman, she's a blonde. But when we talk about a guy, he's blonde-headed.
Oh, yeah, that's weird.
I don't know why we go headed on the blonde men. But nevertheless, congratulations to Meredith Brooks.
Meredith Brooks.
Brooks running shoes. Brooks Robinson, the human vacuum cleaner.
Greatest third baseman of all time.
All time.
I'm sorry, Braves fans.
Compared to stats. I mean, it's true. They called him the human vacuum cleaner, Paige. And get your mind out of the gutter. Now, when that ball came near him, he sucked it up into his glove.
His best friend lives up in Batcave, North Carolina. I wish I could remember the guy's name. I used to fix his hot tub. He grew up with Brooks Robinson.
He went into his house?
Oh, he's not an athlete?
No. Oh. He said Brooks always wanted to play football. His mom wouldn't let him.
Damn.
It was like Jackie. Baseball wasn't Jackie Robinson's best
sport.
He was
one of the nice guys when I was a kid that sent my cards back to me autographed. Like, that was really nice.
Marv Albert's got a birthday today.
Yes!
Yes! 74.
75.
84, Marv Albert. Ooh. Happy heaven. We got some happy heavenly birthdays for you. Mm. George H.W. Bush.
Well, I'm not sure you heavenly said.
He would have been 101 years old today. W's daddy.
Gosh. What if he gets up there and Kennedy's like, era, out of here.
You got to wait in line, buddy. They even make us wait up here.
What am I saying? He's there, too?
It's got to be.
I don't know.
Shazam, shazam, shazam. Jim Nabors. Gomer Pyle himself. Gomer. Would have been 95 effing years old today. Please don't say it.
God.
And she had her first date with her friend in the attic. Talk about Anne Frank.
Oh.
Justin Bieber said, you know, she was probably a cool person. Isn't that what he said?
She would be cool to hang out with.
Something like that,
what he said after reading her diary.
Anne Frank would have been 96 years old today. Wasn't she dating a Meep Geesh in the attic at the time? Had to be real quiet.
What is that?
I think that's the guy, that was her boyfriend in the book, right? Meep Geesh?
Man, I'm going to be straight up and tell you, I Cliff Notes that book.
Oh, I couldn't.
I bought it at the Greenville Tech bookstore because I didn't want to...
We had to read it in class every day.
Like, back then, you couldn't order things on the online. You know why? Because there was no online.
On the online.
Oh, that was not her. That was a woman. Excuse me. Meep Geesh was a woman.
Oh, she was a
Anne
lesbian?
Frank boyfriend.
That would be double tough. You had to hide that and the other.
Peter.
Peter.
That's who it was. Yeah, Peter was with her. The Van Pels family was also hiding in the annex with Anne Frank.
The Van Pels? Is that the Hills Are Alive? What is that from? Not the one from Griswold's, but the other one.
Sound of Music.
Yes.
Oh,
what was their last name?
Van Pels, P-E-L-S.
Huh.
Is that a woman or is it? I'm going to make sure I'm looking at
I wanted to ask, like, is that... So we're watching TV right now, but I was going to say, like, you can't tell anymore. 16 or, like, 30?
Before I make a comment.
I was about to say this. I'm going to go with the air on the side of caution. And say thank you for listening to today's show. And I'd like to say thank you to those of you that unknowingly contributed to today's Facebook fussing about ending Facebook fussing. If you missed that, you can go back and see that video. It'll be on our social media here soon. It's on YouTube now. And join us tomorrow for the FOF line.
Senior Johnson Jr., you better.
Thanks for listening. Have a blessed day. Wash your hands. God bless America. It is good.
No more. I don't understand how they're funny. The crack is stupid.
I need like 5 cups of coffee.
The Rise Guys Morning Show.
You had to play the music I love and get me ready to tackle the day.
The Rise Guys rule.
Bye, baby. Bye.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.